We'd like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight from the Lakeshore Community Concerts, and that's at Munster High School's Munster Auditorium. And we're going to talk about the upcoming season they have with the person who coordinates it all, Carolyn Borchardt. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to see you and Esther again.
Well, great to have you on the show. So we want to talk about, real briefly, last season, how it went. I know we interviewed a few of the people that were on your docket, and then we'll get into what's coming up for 23-24.
You are correct. We had a terrific season last year. Every single concert, we had people raving about how wonderful, and it's the best one they'd ever seen. And we even picked up new subscribers as late as the third and fourth concert in the season, which is totally unusual. So we were thrilled to death with last season.
Carolyn, did you see uptick in children being brought?
Yes, particularly the last one, there were more children. And I know already for ticket sales this year, we had several requests for the family plan, you know, the extra $15 to bring your children. So we're really enthused about there being more children attending.
That's great.
It's a great thing.
Well, while we're on that, why don't you tell us about how that deal works, and we'll remind people at the end of the interview what the family plan, so to speak, works like.
Basically, if you buy a regular adult subscription for $75, you can add on $15 and get all your kids for the whole season also.
Well, that's a great deal. That way you can expose them to what you have going on there. So. Definitely. So tell us a little bit about what we have coming up in the 23-24 season for Lakeshore Community Concerts.
We have, of course, I think it's a fantastic lineup. We have a group called Vox Fortuna on September 18th, which is a classical crossover group from the United Kingdom. They were semi-finalists in Britain's Got Talent. We have Barbara Padilla in October. She is a classical soprano crossover. We're originally from Brazil. I don't know if she still claims that or not. Then in November, we have The Suits, which is four genres, four decades of a guy group. And they sing anything from the 50s through the 80s, Motown, doo-wop, pop and rock, all that variety. Then in February, we have The Starlets, and they are an iconic girl group, like the Ronettes or the Angels or the Shirelles, and they're taking us on a musical journey from the 50s and 60s, also some pop and doo-wop and R&B. Then in March, we have Mia Vasila. Mia is she's a virtuoso pianist, and she's been all over Europe and Asia and Latin America as a soloist, a chamber musician, opera accompanist. She brings a pair of dancers with her. And our final concert of the season is April 13th, and that's Benny and the Jets, which is an Elton John tribute, which should be a ton of fun.
Especially for Elton John fans. And since he's retiring, that's probably a great concert to have and everything there. So tell us about the process working with live entertainment. And, of course, one of my favorite people down there is Laura Anderson when I was at Munster Auditorium.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person, Laura is, and we spend a lot of time with her, and she and the Live on Stage people have always been so accommodating and giving us all the help we need with anything we need. And I just can't say enough about how wonderful they have been to us. And we'll be picking out our 24-25 season pretty soon with them.
How does that process work?
In August, they have a national conference where they let us look at, last year, I think it was 27. I don't know how many we have this year because I was unable to go, but, we get to look at all the acts and then we narrow it down to 10, the group that goes, pick out 10 that they think everyone will like and will show well. And then we bring that list back to our board. And by that time, Live on Stage has released the auditions online on their website. So then we have all of our board members watch that and put in their input. They don't have to just look at our 10. They can look at all of them. And if they have somebody they feel is not on the list it should be, then we discuss that. And then late in September, we have our representative from Live on Stage, Melanie Bliss, and her husband Norman come. And with them, we, the whole board and I, narrow it down to our 6 for the season for the following year concert series.
So, Carolyn, when somebody purchases a ticket, do they have assigned seating or is it an open seating arrangement?
It's open seating. There is no assigned seating.
And a 1,000-seat auditorium, that's a very great advantage.
We had over 600, almost 700 subscribers. Plus, you get the reciprocity people from LaPorte and Portage. So that makes a nice group. There's plenty of room for everybody.
In our last few moments here, tell us how they can find out information about your website and how they can get tickets.
Our website is lakeshoreconcerts.org, and you can go online and purchase your tickets, or you can get a brochure and mail in your ticket request, your ticket money. If you do that, then you're going to mail it to our post office box, P.O. Box 9313 in Highland, Indiana, 46322. And as always, you can call myself at 219-932-9795.
Well, Carolyn Burkhart from the Lakeshore Community Concerts, thank you for coming on. LakeshoreConcerts.org. And you can find out more, all the information there. Thanks for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Have a successful season.
I just appreciate you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.